yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I didn't mean to.
Same for you guys.
So even
why
starting
would you
a few
come
minutes,
out to a your school board debate.
I can keep it up. 10 years in radio.
Oh, I know these guys.
We get paid.
You get paid. You get paid. What's your excuse, Matt?
Did
you get paid to come here?
No, I'm just a junkie.
All right, so we picked up a few people here.
You're in this business.
School board junkie, yep.
I know a little bit about you. All right. I think I better get up here on stage.
I think we're ready to get started. Thank you so much for coming out today to this debate. We want to thank the American International School of Utah for hosting this debate in their great facility. And I am so pleased to be here hosting this debate. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the history of this building, but I'm pleased to be hosting this debate in my childhood bowling alley, which is right here, right down the way from my childhood skating rink and my childhood miniature golf course. And it was so awesome to come walking through these doors today and find that they still have the whole, you know, the cobblestone little streets out there. And this really is a great school, and we want to thank them so much for hosting this debate. We'd also like to thank Luke Orton, who has gotten all of the technical problems solved for us, so we've got some great sound tonight. We are few in numbers right here in the seats, but we are live streaming this debate tonight. We're posting that online for people to watch later. Also, all of the audio and the transcripts from this debate are being hosted at KSL.com, as well as all the past debates as well. So if you'd like to see what candidates had to say in other debates, you're welcome to go to KSL.com and find that. And that has just opened up a huge audience. So this debate will travel far. A lot of people are going to be able to hear these candidates, read their words, and really understand these issues a lot better. I want to take a brief moment to thank our sponsors, the United Way of Salt Lake, the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools, who really initiated all of this, the Hinckley Institute of Politics, Sutherland Institute, and KSL.com. We'd also like to thank Morgan from the Hinckley Institute, who is our clock for tonight. She's sitting right down here in front. And last but not least, we would like to thank the candidates, Rich Nelson and Janet Cannon. And we also have a special guest tonight to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We have Senator Brian Shiazawa. Thank you so much for being here, Senator. If you'd come forward, and we ask that you all stand.
Thank you. Would you all join me in pledging allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And thank you for standing.
Thank you, Senator. Now on to the debate. I'll be the moderator for this evening. My name is Ethan Millard, and I am a 10-year veteran of KSL Radio and recently moved to their podcast division, which, as they tell me, is the future. So I'm glad to be on that train, right? Now, a couple of rules for the debate. We are going to have this in two phases. The first round will be a series of questions that will be posed to the candidates by me, and then we're going to also open it up to you. So over the next several minutes, as you have a chance to hear the candidates, please think about questions that you may have. You can ask follow-up questions. There's nothing wrong with asking questions that have already been on topics that have already been covered if you want to hear something more or hear something again. Also, we welcome all new topics, fresh and new, as well. So please think about that. A couple of helpful tips. If you have something to jot it down on, even if it's just jotting down a brief text in your phone, I find that often helps. So if you get a question that you can read, that'll help us move quickly as well. Now, as far as the questions go, we're going to offer each candidate a two-minute opening statement, and after that, we're going to move to the questions. Each candidate will receive 2 minutes to answer the question. We're going to offer them each as well a one-minute rebuttal. And we're going to flip a coin to see, unless you'd like to go first. All right, we'll defer to Janet Cannon with a two-minute opening statement. Make sure to keep an eye on Morgan with the time cue. She has a card for 30 seconds, 10 seconds, and time. And we do ask that when you hit time, we do ask that you close your remarks so that I don't have to interrupt.
Well, when I was in third grade, I had a teacher that I just loved. Her name was Mrs. Taylor, and she taught me times tables and cursive writing, and she was the first teacher to ever tell me that I was like one of those kids from Lake Bold Be Gone. I was above average. I loved her, and I went on to college. I got a master's degree in speech pathology. I worked in schools as a speech pathologist, and then I had 5 children. Some of my children were gifted, some of my children were not gifted. But one of my children was gifted learning disabled. And that led me to many years of working in the schools and working with teachers to try to be an advocate to help compensate for this learning disability. About that time, neighbors recruited me to run for the State Board of Education. I ran and served there for several years. Along the way, I had an opportunity to be on the Board of Regents. I had an opportunity to serve on Utah Colleges of Applied Technology, and I was a liaison between the State Board and the Charter School Board. 2 years ago, the 6th of our 7 grandchildren was born with Down syndrome. And once again, I felt a need to try to come forward and put my name in candidacy out to try to be an advocate to help this child and all children in Utah and be an advocate for them. And to that end, I'd like to just put forward an idea who I think this time has come. For almost 30 years, Utah has been dead last in public education funding. I think it's time for that to change. It hasn't always been the case, but now we're the most poorly funded because our state isn't making the effort it needs to make to fund our kids' education. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet Cannon. Candidate Rich Nelson.
I'm running because I care deeply about this topic. My kids and my grandkids will be fine. I've discovered over the last number of years in education that there are way too many kids that won't be fine. The last 4 years I've been teaching in Edison Elementary for a day. And when you spend a day owning a class at the worst elementary school in the state, 95% free lunch is a nice way to say poverty. It changes you. I've invited the governor, I've had a lieutenant governor there a couple of times. Taken 120 executives there. I've spent the last 10 years changing education. If you want to look at a track record, look at my track record. I head up an association for the last 17 years that needs talent, and we don't have enough talent. There are 5,000 tech companies in the state. I'm the CEO of the Utah Technology Council.